When a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, he hears it. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kid. It's time for a little fish talk. We call him the Doc here at Outdoor Journal. His name is Gord Peiser. He is the award-winning columnist and fishing editor for Outdoor Canada magazine. It's only Canada's best coast-to-coast fishing, hunting, and camping and anything outdoor magazine in the whole nation. If you don't have one being delivered to your home each issue, shame on you. Change that. Go to outdoorcanada.ca and tell them the Doc sent you and you want to subscribe. Good morning, Doc. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Ange.
Good. And tell me how things are looking up there weather-wise. By the way, in Kenora.
Yeah, they're this weekend's going to be spectacular. I was out yesterday, and it was so blue. I'm going to post some pictures on social media probably in the next hour. So it was so blue sky yesterday. The sun was so strong. It was just one of those absolutely gorgeous late winter, early spring days on the ice. It was absolutely spectacular.
Wow, I know those days you're talking about. You look up there and say, how can that be that color?
Like, exactly, Ange. It's so blue. It was dark blue. You needed sunglasses on. You needed sunscreen. We're going to be +2 tomorrow, +3. So, I mean, these are the days all winter that you wait for.
No kidding. You're freshly back from the spring fishing and boat show that took place last week. And how was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. Muskie Sunday, if folks don't know, every year on Sunday, what Andy Pallotta from the Toronto Fishing Show, Andy has partnered with Muskies Canada. And so it's kind of almost like their general Muskies Canada general meeting on the Sunday. So it was spectacular. There had to be 500, 600, 700 people there for Muskie Sunday in the auditorium. And if you come for Muskie Sunday, of course, you get into the show for free. But all of the clubs were there. It's just such a good time to come down every year, and you meet those same guys you've met for 25, 30 years. And, you know, we were talking muskies on Muskie Sunday.
And of course, when you have that many of them in a room, it's like we call them the twisted ones. Anybody who is a hardcore muskie angler is a little bit off center in terms of their habits, their fishing habits. We call them twisted. Whenever you get that many of them in one building, good times are bound to happen. They're an
Isn't
extraordinary.
That the truth? Ange, I have to say this, though. And I know you're the very same, when you're at the Toronto Sportsman Show or you meet folks, we learn as much and as much from the folks, even though I was down there doing seminars, I learned as much, between seminars, having coffee with guys. You meet folks that are fishing Georgian Bay, the Ottawa River, the St. Lawrence River, the Kawartha Lakes. And you pick up little things and you go, you know, and everybody, of course, is showing you photos and they're talking different baits, different presentations. The day you stop learning is the day you start falling behind.
But you just brought up a good point. Everybody's got photos of those giant fish and everybody's got a story on how they caught them. And everybody's got that one bait that is magic. How do you decide what's a winner and what's not? Like, how do you determine what's good info and bad info?
Wow, isn't that a good question? When we talk about tournaments, we make so many decisions based on gut feel. And you in 5 minutes or 2 minutes, standing, talking with someone, you know if they're the real goods. You know if it's a lucky fish or this guy really does know what he's talking about. I'll give you another example, Ange. So many of the guys that are musky fishermen also in the late winter fish for northern pike. And I had a couple of fellas come up, and they were showing me photos of northern pike that they catch in that Parry Sound, Muskoka, Huntsville, Gravenhurst area. And you can't believe how big those fish were. And then when you start asking a couple of questions, you go, wow, these guys have got it. They know what they're doing.
Pike, northern pike.
And I kid you not, these are fish in the 20, 24, 26-pound range, and I'm not talking one or two. I think they're flying right under the radar screen. Let's be honest, in the Muskoka area in particular, most of the folks that have those, you know, $2, $3, $5, $10, $15 million cottages and the big boats, they're not anglers. And so, you know, a lot of times you might look out in the water in the open water season, and it looks like it's relatively crowded, and it is, but they're boating. They're boating, they're water skiing, they're wakeboarding, they're jet boating. Nobody's fishing. And in the wintertime, these guys are going in on some of those cabbage weed beds. I was absolutely shocked by the size of the northern pike they're catching. I mean, these are 44, 46, 47-inch fish.
You're blowing my mind right now, and I'll tell you why. And the audience is probably looking at themselves and say, what is going on here? And I know you don't have an opportunity to listen to this show before you come on. We just spent the last half hour talking about Muskoka and the lakes in that area, in particular Lake Muskoka, about exactly what you just said. And it is so true. It is so bang on. There's giant fish there that nobody is fishing for. And it's absolutely the best kept secret in Southern Ontario. No doubt about it in my mind.
Here's the other thing, Ange, and I was watching Pete on, I think it was 2 days ago, Pete and Steve were up fishing Batchewana Bay on Lake Superior. Yeah. I never knew there were smallmouth in Batchewana Bay.
I know. And you know how we found out about that? About three, four years ago, we were driving back from your neck of the woods, actually. We had been up in Kenora, and we were driving back, and we stopped to get gas or food. I can't remember what it was. And, you know, you talk about people giving you, you know, stuff. We were talking to this guy, a local guy, and he obviously recognized who we were and stuff. And he said, how come you guys aren't fishing for smallmouth right here?
And we both amazing. I saw the boys catching them, and I'm thinking, I knew, like, Superior, everybody knows lake trout, speckled trout, all the trout species, but it tweaked something, and it's kind of like, again, the Muskoka deal. There's always something that's flying under the radar screen, and I want to fly from Kenora down to Muskoka to go late winter pike fishing through the ice for those giant gators.
Come on down, and we'll all experience it together, because we're in the same boat. We're just itching to get out there and do it. So it is fantastic. It's a great fishery, a very well kept secret, and it's only an hour and a half away from most of the listeners of this program. So it's fantastic. Gordy, you're going to have a wonderful weekend, because you have a wonderful weekend every weekend living in God's country. I know it's a special week for you. You've got a homegrown boy down at the Bassmaster Classic who's going to blow the doors off everybody, hopefully, and that's Gussie.
Yeah, and, I got so my fingers crossed, man.
All week long.
Got my fingers crossed.
You take care of yourself. We'll talk to you next. Luck to you. We'll talk to you next Saturday, my friend.
Take care, man.
Gord Pizer, the doc. All right, you too, buddy. That's it, Stephen. We did it.
Yes.
Whew. Surprised we made it.
Yeah.
We were free falling most of that time.
Yeah, we hit the floor pretty hard on that one.
Yeah. On behalf of the entire crew, Stephen Labadie behind the glass, Derek Brandeo, Andrew Holland, our producer, Jonathan Winters. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.